In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the Gospel is really exceptional in its ability to cause us to check ourselves, to measure ourselves, to learn what is right and what is wrong. Today's Gospel, I think, is especially exceptional in this regard. Really, the only criterion that you really need to live by with regard to your fellow man, the Lord gives you. Of course, we should love our fellow man. But how do you measure that love? Here's how you measure it. As ye would that men would do to you, so you do also to them. This is a very misunderstood part of the Scriptures, the Golden Rule, right? But misunderstood because of our selfishness, because we really don't love as God loves. So how can this be read incorrectly? How about, if you want people to do good to you, you do good to them? No, that's not what it means. Do good to people so that they would do good to you? That's not the meaning. The meaning is, as you would have things to you, use yourself as the measuring stick. Do you want people to be kind to you? Do you want people to speak nicely of you? Do you want people to give you things when you need them? Do you want people to be fair to you? Well, in another place the Lord says, no man hateth his own flesh, right? Of course. It is natural and normal to want to have good things to happen to ourselves. This is the criterion by which we measure our actions towards others. Not their actions. Their actions are completely immaterial. And this is reinforced by both what occurs before and after the Lord's instruction here. Because he shows that there are people that don't do what we want them to do to us. And yet we are obligated to love them as much as those who do good to us. This part of the Scriptures has often been used in sort of a phrase that's common today, like a prosperity gospel kind of theology. If you don't know what that is, that's basically, since I'm a Christian, I'm certainly going to prosper. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be healthy. That's peddled all the time by the televangelists. No, this is not what the gospel is about. It's not about being good to people so that you would have good things happen to you. It's not about cause and effect, that I can cause good things to happen to me merely by being good. We're to be good only because God is good. That is the reward, to become like God. Now, everything we do is with expectation of a reward. Everything. And this is as it should be. Although we must expect the correct reward. The Lord says in the Scriptures very often we should do things with expectation of reward. He uses often the metaphors of trading with money, such as the one with the talents, the parable of the talents, which we heard not so long ago. In many other places, we should expect reward for that which we do. But which reward do you want? The reward now or the reward eternally? This gospel is speaking of the eternal reward for being good to others, for loving others. And the measurement by which you will measure is, how would you want people to act towards you? That's the way you act towards them. It's really quite simple. Because we really are a good barometer of what is right. We certainly know it for ourselves, don't we? We certainly take umbrage when people treat us in a way that we don't like, that we don't think is fair, that is right. Well, other people would have the same feelings. So understand this gospel for what it is. It's not about this is the way that you can be happy, This is the way that you can have good things happen to you. This is the way that you can turn people's minds towards you. There's a lot of that idea going around. If I'm kind to someone, they'll become kind to me. Perhaps. Perhaps not. But it's irrelevant. You are to be kind to them because God is kind. You are to be good to them because God is good. And if you look in your own life, you'll see that you're deserving of very much condemnation that the Lord has not given to you. So we are good because God is good. And for no other reason. Not so that others would be good to us. Only because God is good. Because this is the only thing that brings the eternal reward. To know God, as the other gospel speaks of. I think most of you should know. Among my favorite scriptures in the whole Bible. And this is eternal life, that they may know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. This knowledge of God comes from being like Him, from living as He lived, as He showed us incarnate upon the world. For no other reason should we be good, but because God is good and has been good to us. Now, check yourselves. I honestly think many times I'm good expecting some reward from a person. It's wrong. Oh, it is good when people return our kindness. It's pleasurable. And it is as it should be. People should return kindness for kindness. But that should not ever be the reason for being kind. If you search out within yourself, you'll see so many times that you do things with the expectation of a temporary reward and not an eternal one. And other times, when you act in a way towards a person that you would despise being treated by in yourself. If we only use ourselves as the measure, then we would always be kind. This is what the gospel is teaching. And then the Lord gives examples. And He gives terrible admonitions. If you only love them which love you, what thank of you? For sinners also love those who love them. Everybody's good to people who are good to them. Well, of course not everybody, but for the most part, if it serves your interest to be good to someone and that it serves their interest to be good to you, you're good to one another. It means nothing. Nothing at all. It only is for our reward when we are good just because God is good. If you do good to them that which do good to you, what thank of you? For sinners also do the same. If you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank of you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. Then He says, love your enemies. Do good and lend hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be called children of the highest. For He is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. So measure your Christianity, brothers and sisters. Are you kind to the unthankful, to the evil? Are you good to those who are not good to you? Do you always expect some sort of reward from someone when you do something good for them? How many times do you do good with some sort of ulterior, hidden motive, which is really always about self-interest? The gospel tells us this is what sinners do. We are not to act as sinners. We are to act as children of the highest. This is our reward, to be children of the highest. To know God intimately and in purity. The only way this is possible is by following His commandments. And not just the easy ones. Not just the big ones, shall we say. Oh, I haven't committed adultery. I haven't stolen. Then we'd be like that man who asked the Lord, oh, what good thing must I do to inherit eternal life? The good thing that you must do is to be good. That's all. All the time. To everyone. Whether they deserve it or not. So measure yourself. Perhaps this week you could look at your actions towards others. Why are you being kind to this person? For ulterior motives? Or because it is just the right thing to do? Are you expecting reward from others? St. John Chrysostom has a whole series of sermons which basically posit that we will receive the reward we seek. If you seek a reward on this earth, you'll receive your earthly reward, and not a heavenly one. So which reward do you seek? That others would change their minds towards you? That you would have others treating you better? That you'd be treated more fairly at home or at work or wherever you are? Or do you wish to become good and to become children of the highest? If you wish to become good and children of the highest, then here's what you do. Look into yourself, see how you want to be treated, and that is how you treat others. That, in its simplicity, is the entire gospel, because it is about love. And God is love. And the greatest commandment is love. So let us love. Amen.